So if we do identify an outlier, as I said, it may be some region that's an outlier, a unit, an individual, the first thing that we do is there would need to be a check and a review of the data to see that it's correct. We would ask the appropriate unit or individual for explanations based on that data as to why they are apparently an outlier. And as I said before, more often than not, it's inaccurate data that comes up as the problem. But we also have this catch-all phrase, patient choice, when we're talking about mastectomies and the like, and it's very easy to write that down, but I think Malcolm will be addressing the problem later on as to how accurate that is in justifying the practice that we do. There are areas where there's a lack of resources, and it's important that if that's recognised, then the QARC should support the unit or the surgeon in getting better resources for their practice. And if there's an MDT decision, is the MDT performing on accepted guidelines? And what are the reasons for that decision? So if you make a decision, then it's important to record the reasons why if it appears to lie outside your normal practice. But if there is someone that's dramatically outside, or if there's a unit that's dramatically outside, then there may need to be a further investigation. And there have been instances under the screening program where a serious untoward incident has to be declared, and often screening may be stopped or people may be stopped from working within the program. And there are quite clear guidelines now about how an SUI should be managed. But in the majority of cases,